This article is brought to you by the best-selling booksy Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How a leader's physical posture and breathing pattern shape vocal authority before the first word. Your body sets the tone for your voice long before you speak a word. In short, vocal authority and leadership is built in the body before it reaches the mouth. Your posture determines how much space your voice has to resonate. Your breathing pattern determines whether that voice is grounded or strained. A collapsed chest and shallow breathing produce a thinner, less credible sound, regardless of your words. An upright stance and slow diaphragmatic breath give the voice depth, steadiness, and natural authority. You can prepare your body in under 2 minutes before any high-stakes conversation. Definition: vocal authority leadership is the capacity of a leader's voice to carry genuine weight and earn attention through physical grounding, breath control, and resonance, developed through deliberate preparation of posture and breathing before speaking, not through volume or force. There's a moment I have watched play out in rooms across 4 decades of working with leaders. Someone stands up to speak. They are prepared. They know the material. But the voice that comes out is tight, slightly too high, thin at the edges. The room does not lean in. It politely waits. And the leader, sensing this, pushes harder, speaks faster, and loses what little ground they had. Nobody in that room could name what went wrong. They would say the speaker seemed nervous or lacked confidence. But the truth runs deeper than that. The problem started before the first word. It started in the body. Vocal authority leadership is not a matter of vocabulary or delivery technique. It is a physical event, shaped by how you stand and how you breathe, and understanding that mechanism changes everything about how you prepare to speak. Why vocal authority lies in the body, not the mind. Most leaders, when they think about improving how they sound, go straight to words. They prepare what to say, in what order, with what emphasis. They rehearse the argument. This is useful work, but it is work done in the wrong room. The voice is a physical instrument. It depends on air, on space, and on the absence of tension. When any of those three conditions are compromised, the voice suffers, regardless of how clear the speaker's thinking is. The mind may be sharp and the message may be strong, but if the body is collapsed or constricted, the sound that emerges will carry none of that strength. This is the part that most people miss. Your body sets the acoustic conditions for your voice before you've said a word. Posture determines the space available for resonance. Breathing pattern determines the air supply that powers sound. Muscle tension in the shoulders, neck, and throat determines how freely the voice can move. By the time your vocal cords are involved, the most important decisions have already been made below the chin. The physical mechanism behind a grounded leadership voice. Let me walk you through what actually happens, in plain terms. When you stand or sit in a collapsed posture, chest sunken and shoulders rolled forward, you compress the thoracic cavity. The diaphragm cannot descend fully on the inhale. This means less air enters the lungs, less air supports the voice, and the sound produced is thinner and less sustained. The vocal cords have to work harder to compensate, which introduces strain. Strain in the voice registers to listeners as uncertainty, even when the speaker feels none. Add to this the effect of shallow chest breathing. When a leader breathes from the upper chest only, the nervous system reads this as a signal of threat. The body responds by increasing tension in the muscles around the throat and jaw. This tension literally narrows the vocal tract, raising the pitch of the voice and reducing its carrying power. The voice becomes the sound of someone trying to hold something together. Now consider what changes with an upright, open posture and a slow, full diaphragmatic breath. The chest is open, the diaphragm descends fully, and the lungs fill from the bottom up. This breath tells the nervous system that the situation is under control. Tension releases from the throat and shoulders. The vocal tract opens. The voice drops into a lower, fuller register. It carries further with less effort. It sounds, to every person in the room, like a voice that belongs there. The critical insight is this: none of that process is about courage or confidence as a feeling. It is about physical conditions. You can be privately uncertain and still produce a grounded, authoritative voice if your body is prepared. And you can feel perfectly confident and still sound uncertain if your body is in the wrong position. This is why nonverbal communication in tense situations so often determines how a message lands, independent of the message itself. What this sounds like in real leadership moments. Consider a senior manager who needs to address her team after a difficult quarter. She has prepared her words carefully. But she walks to the front of the room carrying the tension of the past 3 months in her shoulders, her chest forward and tight, her breathing shallow. She begins to speak, and her voice, though clear in its content, sounds slightly strained. The team hears effort rather than composure. They interpret the sound as worry, even if the words say otherwise. The message and the medium are in conflict. Now watch the same person, same words, different preparation. She takes 30 seconds before she enters the room. She stands straight, drops her shoulders back and down, and takes 3 slow breaths, each exhale longer than the inhale. She walks in with her chest open and her breath settled. When she speaks, the voice that comes out has weight. It fills the room without forcing. Her team leans forward slightly. The same words carry a different authority. I have seen this play out in one-on-one conversations as much as in large rooms. A project leader who needs to push back on a decision from above. A team lead delivering difficult feedback. In each case, the physical state of the speaker before the conversation began determined how their voice registered. Leaders who want to run productive meetings know that the room's energy often mirrors the vocal state of the person who opens the conversation. Why so many leaders never notice the pattern? The reason this mechanism goes unrecognized is simple. When things go wrong, we blame the wrong variable. A leader gives a presentation that falls flat and concludes that the content needed more work, or that the audience was difficult, or that they needed more confidence. They do not consider that their voice, shaped by collapsed posture and anxious breathing, communicated something different from their words. The feedback loop is invisible. There's also a cultural habit of treating the voice as a communication output rather than a physical event. We coach people on what to say and how to structure an argument. We rarely coach them to stand still for 30 seconds before a critical conversation and breathe deliberately. It feels too simple. It feels like it cannot be the thing that matters this much. But here is the truth of it. The voice is downstream of the body. You cannot manage the output if you ignore the source. This is also why the amygdala hijack is so relevant to leaders under pressure. When the nervous system activates under stress, breathing shallows immediately and the voice follows within seconds. The leader, who can interrupt that physical pattern before speaking, has a decisive advantage. Virtual communication adds another layer of difficulty. On a video call, the microphone captures every trace of tension in the voice, and the camera reveals posture directly. Leaders who want to stay visible in virtual workspaces need to apply the same physical preparation they would use in a room, perhaps more so. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last, and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. How to build vocal authority through physical preparation. The practical application of all this is genuinely simple, which does not mean it is easy to remember under pressure. The first practice is what I call the grounded stance. Feet hip-width apart, weight even, knees not locked, spine long, shoulders rolled back and dropped low, chin parallel to the floor. This position opens the chest cavity and allows the diaphragm to function fully. It is not a power pose. It is simply the physical posture that permits the voice to operate without restriction. Practice it before every significant conversation until it becomes your default. The second practice is the pre-speech exhale. Before you say your first word in any high-stakes exchange, exhale fully, not dramatically. Just quietly release the air you are holding. Then take one slow breath in. Then begin. This single habit does 2 things. It releases the tension that accumulates in the throat and chest in the seconds before speaking, and it signals to your nervous system that there is no emergency. The voice that follows will be steadier than any voice you could produce without it. The third practice is the deliberate pause. Most leaders who sound thin or rushed are trying to fill silence quickly. The pause before you speak, even a single beat, allows your breath to settle and your voice to find its register. It also communicates to your audience that you are not hurrying to hold their attention. You already have it. This connects directly to how leaders foster genuine team connection. The confidence not to fill every silence is itself a form of presence. Apply these 3 practices before any conversation where your voice needs to carry weight, before a difficult feedback session, before you address a tense room, before a critical conflict situation in a meeting where the energy needs resetting. The preparation takes less than 2 minutes. The effect on your voice is immediate. A useful extension of this is the conversation pre-mortem, thinking through what could go wrong before a difficult discussion. Not only sharpens your thinking, but also gives you the preparation window where physical grounding can happen. Use that window deliberately. What your voice tells people before you choose a word. The voice is the most intimate signal of a leader's internal state. People read it faster than they read words, and they trust it more. When the voice is grounded and steady, listeners conclude that the speaker is in control of the situation. When it is tight or thin, they conclude the opposite, regardless of what is actually being said. This much I know for certain, after a long time watching leaders communicate. The leaders who earn respect in difficult moments are rarely the loudest. They are the ones who sound as if they have room to breathe. Literally, they have prepared the physical instrument before the moment arrived, and the voice that emerges carries the weight of that preparation. Vocal authority leadership is not a gift. It is a practice. It lives in the 30 seconds before you open your mouth, in the posture you hold when you enter a room, in the breath you take before the first word. Get those right, and the words you have prepared will finally carry the authority they deserve. Frequently asked questions. What is vocal authority in leadership? Vocal authority in leadership is the quality that makes your voice carry weight and earn attention when you speak. It is shaped by physical posture, breath control, and resonance before any words are chosen. Leaders build it through deliberate physical preparation, not force or volume. How does posture affect a leader's voice quality? Posture directly affects the space available for breath and resonance. A collapsed chest restricts airflow and compresses the throat, producing a thinner, less confident sound. An upright, open posture allows the diaphragm to expand fully, giving the voice depth, steadiness, and natural projection. Why does breathing pattern matter for vocal authority leadership? Breathing pattern determines how much air supports your voice. Shallow chest breathing produces a tight, high, uncertain tone. Diaphragmatic breathing, slow and full, stabilizes the nervous system and gives the voice a grounded, steady quality that signals calm and confidence to listeners. Can vocal authority be developed, or is it a natural gift? Vocal authority is built through practice, not inherited. Most leaders who sound commanding have learned to manage their posture and breath deliberately. With consistent preparation before high-stakes conversations, anyone can develop a voice that carries authority without shouting or straining. What should a leader do before a high-stakes conversation to prepare their voice? Stand upright, roll the shoulders back and down, and take three slow diaphragmatic breaths. Let the exhale be longer than the inhale. Pause for a full beat before you begin speaking. This sequence releases physical tension and sets the voice in a grounded, resonant register before your first word. How does nervousness undermine a leader's vocal authority? Nervousness triggers shallow chest breathing and muscle tension around the throat and shoulders. This constricts the voice, raises its pitch, and reduces its carrying power. The result is a voice that communicates anxiety to listeners even when the words are confident. Breath control is the fastest way to interrupt this cycle. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.